Yes.
Right.
Hi, thank you for calling the hair relaxer helpline. What was the name of the person you were transferring?
Her name's Miss Tamika Howard. First name is T-A-M as in Mary, I-K-A. Last name H-O-W-A-R, D as in David. And her best phone number is 708-664-0096.
Okay, perfect. I can take it from here. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Miss Howard. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.
Hi, is this Tamika? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. Again, this is Carolina on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you met the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes, please.
Of course. And did you already have an attorney helping you with this?
Other than the attorney to just transfer me to you, no.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, and did you use the hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Yeah, and when was it that you were diagnosed, if you don't mind me asking?
It was October of last year, of 2023.
Okay. 2023, no worries. And which type of cancer was it? Was it endometrial, uterine, or ovarian?
Ovarian.
Ovarian, okay. And again, I am so sorry to hear that. Ms. Tamika, do you remember which kind of ovarian cancer? I know they have different subtypes. Do you think you might remember which one?
The one that I can't pronounce because I have braces, epithelial.
Let's see here. Okay, I do see that one. Epithelial tumors, is that the one?
Yes.
Okay, no worries. Okay. And do you remember the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes, it was a gynecologist.
Okay, a gynecologist. And do you remember their name?
John, last name, M-O. R-O-N-E.
Okay.
I have to pronounce it because when I say Maroni, it sounds like I say macaroni.
Okay, let's see here. And you said that ends with an E or E-Y?
It's an E-Y.
Okay, E-Y. Let's see here. Okay, I see one that's based in Chicago, Illinois. Is that the one?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And again, you said you were diagnosed around October of 2023?
Correct.
Okay. And was this the same doctor that, helped you with any treatment and diagnosed and prescribed anything?
Actually, my doctor actually helped with a lot of that.
Okay. And was that a separate doctor?
Yes.
Okay, what was their name?
Dr. Liggins.
Dr. Liggins. Okay, and was that their first or last name?
That's her last name.
Okay, do you remember her first name?
I believe her first name is S as in, I think it's Stacy or Stephanie.
Okay.
I'll never call her by her first name. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Let me see here.
I believe it's Stephanie for certain.
Okay, and you said that was Liggins?
Yes.
Okay, do you know how that might be spelled?
L-I-G-G-O-N-S.
Okay. Okay, I did see her, Dr. Stephanie Liggins here. Okay, and lastly, where was the address or the location where you were diagnosed and treated?
I went to the University of Chicago Medical Center.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you asked for address?
Yeah, I can find the address here.
It's 5841.
Yeah,
Maryland Avenue.
Yes, I did find it.
Yeah.
Perfect. And this, were you treated and diagnosed in the same location?
Actually, it was a different location.
Okay, so this the U Chicago Medicine, were you diagnosed here or treated here?
No, I'm sorry. I was diagnosed at that location.
Okay.
And treated.
Oh, okay, perfect. Okay. Let's see here. And you said that this was all in Illinois?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And did you use the hair relaxer of any name brand more than 4 times in a single year?
Yes.
Yeah. How many times a year would you say that you were using it?
Typically, perms are every 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
So,
would you say like 6 times a year then?
Yes.
Okay. No worries. Okay. And what was your date of birth?
3/24/1980.
Perfect. I got March 24th, 1980. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
No. And do you know anyone that also used the hair relaxer was possibly affected by it?
I know other people that use hair relaxer. I don't know people's personal business.
Yeah. No worries. Okay, so you know people that also used it. And do you know when you started using it? Maybe just the year?
Honestly, it was well. I had to sneak and get my first perm. I was 18. Mm-hmm. That was one of my first rebellious moves. I stopped using it for a while and maybe started back using it 2009 or 2010, maybe.
Okay. And then when was the very last time that you had it done?
October of 2023.
Okay. Okay. So how many years were you using it in total? Was that, let's say, 10, 14 maybe years, 13 years?
No, well over 20 years? Well over 15 years.
Okay. No worries. And were you doing this at home or in a salon?
Actually both.
Okay, no worries. When you were doing it at home, do you know where you might have bought it?
If not, like a local store like Walgreens, it would be a beauty supply store, but probably Walgreens.
Okay. So beauty supply store and Walgreens. And the salon where you were getting it done, do you remember the name of it?
No, I've been through some hairstyles.
Okay, no worries. And do you currently use any of the hair relaxer products?
I no longer use the hair products.
Okay.
No.
No, that's good to hear. And do you have any receipts or empty bottles, anything like that?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay.
Usually, that's some that type of toxic stuff. You make sure you throw it right out.
Yeah. No, and I understand. Do you remember what brand you might have used? I know some common ones are like Dark and Lovely or the L'Oreal one.
African Pride. Usually it was African, things like African Pride or Motions or there's another one. Oh God. I forgot the other one. But definitely African Pride.
Okay. And you said the Motions one too?
African Pride, I think Motions or Revlon. But yeah, those were my three go-to, but African Pride was my main go-to.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. Okay. And then did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product? I know the questions are a little redundant. I just need yes or no.
Was it 2 or more years after using the product?
Yeah, when you were diagnosed.
That's been more years after I used the product.
Okay. Again, I just need yes or no for the recorded line.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And then what kind of treatment did you receive? Did you get any chemotherapy or any radiation?
I did receive chemotherapy as well as radiation.
Okay. Any other, like, any surgeries, ports inserted, anything like that?
No.
Okay. And when did you start the treatment? Was it in October of 23 as well?
Yes.
Okay. No worries. Okay. And did you have any pre-existing conditions before your diagnosis?
No.
Okay. That's good to hear. Okay, can you confirm your gender for me as well?
Female.
Perfect. Okay, and then I took down your name, like T-A-M-I-K-A, Tamika, and then Howard, common spelling, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, and did you have a middle name?
S.
S, as in Sam? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And your social?
345-68-0982.
Okay, perfect.
If you don't mind me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Did you guys need my social?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Me asking?
Yeah, the attorneys do require the social. With your social, they would be able to request those medical records.
Okay.
Yeah, no worries. And again, the call is being recorded and it does get sent to those attorneys, so there is no malpractice. Okay. I want to make sure I have it right here. I got 345-680982. Is that right?
Correct.
Perfect. And Tamika, did you have an email address?
Yes.
Okay, when was that?
It's Tammy, Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
Cherry, like the fruit.
Okay.
80@icloud.com.
Okay, so I got Tammy, Tammy, cherry, like the fruit, 80@icloud.com. Is that right?
Right.
Okay, perfect. And then the phone number that the gentleman gave me was 708-664-0096. Is that right as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And your address?
331 Merrimack, Merrimac Street.
Okay.
And that's Park Forest, Illinois. 60466.
Okay, perfect. So I got 331 Merrimack Street in Park Forest, Illinois, 60466. And was this in Cook County?
Correct. Yes.
Okay, perfect. And this is a house, right? There's no apartment number?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And do you have a copy of the of your medical records?
No, I advise the attorney that I would have to possibly put a request in for that.
Yeah, no worries. It does help if you have a copy, but if not, like I said, the attorneys can definitely request them from the hospital themselves, so it's completely fine. And then we do request an emergency contact, Tamika, in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Yes, we can use my son.
Okay, what was your son's name?
Travis.
Okay, Travis. Was it Howard as well?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And his
do you know
telephone
Travis's
number?
Phone number? Yeah.
Yeah, so it's similar to mine, 708-664-0099.
Okay, sounds good. Now, what I am going to do now is I'm going to draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, do you want this sent to your email, your text messages? Do you have a preference?
You can send it to the email.
Sounds good. Okay, now I do just want to make sure that we have the information correct on here. You know, otherwise we'd have to go through this process again, which is the last thing we want. Okay, so I have your name, Tamika, T-A-M-I-K-A-S, as in Sam Howard. Okay, now I have your address here is 331 Merrimack Street in Park Forest, Illinois, 68466. Is that all correct?
60466?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I have your social is 345-680982, and your date of birth is March 24th, 1980. Is that all correct?
Correct.
Perfect. Now, I just sent that DocuSign out. You can let me know when you do receive it. Again, this DocuSign is for the law firm's consent to go ahead and pull those medical records for you. Okay. You can let me know when you do receive that, and if you have any issue signing, I'll stay on the line so I can help you through that.
I did receive it.
Okay, perfect. And let me know when if you have any issues.
Okay,
perfect. I did just receive it on my end, Tamika. Now, the law firm will reach out to you just to verify some information with you once they do receive the paperwork. You know, once they do, then you can obviously reach out to them for any case-related questions or any updates. Besides that, do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Okay, sounds good. I hope you have a great weekend, and thank you again for your time, okay?
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.